From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
And...
Amy Bravar.
Yes, we have managed to snag ourselves another guest speaker. So thank you, Amy, for joining us. We're actually at the end of Learning Live 2016. We're in the heart of the City of London. And we have been witness to and have experienced a creativity zone, which is the first for Learning Live. And there's been loads of interesting stuff going on there. And Amy, you've been running it. And I know, Nigel, you've been around doing some stuff around it.
I was one of the creator, mentor, helper people.
Okay, so you're one of the helper people.
I stuck things on walls, Martin.
Okay.
That's the truth.
So basically, let's hear from Amy, because she's the one that actually set it up and has been doing it. So what's been going on and what's been what have you got from people and what's been created?
The space was set up using two walls. One wall that you could write on either side, and this was to encourage people to play and to tinker and to interact with each other and network. And it had several areas, which I'll go over, but we also had use of the wall in back. And so it became sort of a little niche area, a little kind of enclave. The first thing is that I have to say is that we sort of based all the activities around the creativity zone on three themes, which were curation, community, and culture. And some of the activities took place on Twitter, such as a Twitter challenge that said, take a photo of what learning looks like, for example, mm-hmm. or a selfie with somebody who's made you think differently. The other thing that was rather intriguing, I thought, was we had something called visual voting, which I got that idea actually from a museum mm-hmm. that asked members to view a piece of art and use little jars and colored stones to vote about something. And it worked really well. LPI set up several question areas near the coffee, and you could see the results of this voting as it's mm-hmm. happening in real time, and people seem to enjoy that. But in the area where we were holding court, the wall was divided into several spaces. So the first, which was a big hit, I think, and very useful and practical for people, was a co-curation space where we asked attendees to share their recommendations for people to follow on social media, blogs, books, mm-hmm. feeds, such as certain hashtags they follow. And it was really inviting because we were using colored post-its and it's easy to do and everyone has at least one thing to share. And I think it empowers people and they feel like they're contributing something to the knowledge that's going around this conference. And what was great about it, too, is that you can just simply take a photo with your iPhone or whatever and share with your people back home, your team or whatever. So a lot of people were archiving all those recommendations. Yeah. And then the opposite side of the wall had a section that we were encouraging people to ask questions, things that are burning questions in the L&D world for them, and tag it with their contact information so that another person could come and adopt that question and get back to them and connect with them. And some people took to answering the questions right on the board. So it was a conversation starter for sure. In the area behind, we featured a couple of different things which emphasized social learning, for example. So we highlighted some bloggers that the LPIs featured on in their blog space and pulled out what we called blog bites or little sound bites from the blogs. Mm-hmm. And folks could go to the URL via QR code. So it really, I guess, if you're not following any blogs, this was our kind of recommendation to you. And what was interesting is, in blogs, it's not just something you put out. You're actually interacting with your audience because you're writing comments. People write you comments and you write back. Socrates was afraid of writing because it would eliminate that conversation between the author and the user, but I think blogs have broken that wall. So we encourage people to do this in an analog way by putting post-its. One of my favorite things, and I've done this particular thing at several events, and it works well every time, is called a Vox Box. And basically, we stuck an iPad on the wall, face height, and had several prompts, such as your biggest takeaway from the event or mm-hmm. one tip you'd like to share. And we encourage people with these creative constraints to simply make a quick and dirty one-minute movie, you know, even 30 seconds, a little reflection. So it's a little bit like a confessional. People tend to, you know, find it an intimate space to connect with this device, but share a reflection.
Yeah.
And you can really see in body language with vlogs, you can see people's passion, people's ideas, and they're looking up, their voice changes. So it's much better than if you had a written reflection, because you get more emotion.
Yeah.
And that can be used. We're going to make a compilation video and put it out on YouTube so members can see, but also, you know, people who weren't here in attendance. Oh, I did want to mention that. The beauty of being able to take photos of things and share them on social media with the hashtag from the conference was that, for example, when people were putting book recommendations up or whatever and taking pictures and sharing those, I had several people who weren't in attendance at this conference from all over the world say, wow, how about this book? How about this book? So they were participating virtually, which was great. It was bringing people into the space that weren't able to come.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the entire Creativity Zone, I have to say, was two walls facing each other. They were complementary walls in a way, filled with metaphorical images or words that sparked you're thinking about metaphors that we might use, for example, in presentations when we do slide decks. And we're getting increasingly visual, or need to be. I mean, nobody wants to see 15 bullet points and a lot of text on a slide deck. But part of creativity all of creativity is connecting dots, right? And connecting disparate dots often, finding analogies that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
And I think visual thinking and metaphor, finding metaphors in things, is so crucial to creativity and idea generation and communication of ideas, which is what we do. We communicate ideas. It's how people learn.
Yeah.
So the one wall had a selection of images. Many of them were from my travel photography. I constantly hunt metaphors or find metaphors around me. I'm a bit mindful like that, and you kind of have to train yourself to be. But they were hither and thither, and then people were invited to tag them with Post-its. What did this make you think of? What is the metaphor? And it was so fascinating because, for me, facilitating this, I really thought people would just tag it, and yes, there would be differing opinions and whatnot, but what I found was that people were having conversations, entire 10, 15-minute conversations, very passionate about these images. And it really brought people together, which is the best part about a conference, right, is the networking and exchange of ideas and talking about bigger things than, you know, where I work and, you know, what my job is. But these grand ideas that you have in L&D. So speaking of grand ideas, on the opposite wall were trigger words like change, for example, or digital transformation, things that pop up a lot in L&D. And we invited people to draw a quick sketch. They don't have to be an artist, although we did find that after the cocktail hour started, people were more into drawing. But it was very interesting to see how different people depict something like change.
Yeah.
You know, what would they draw for the slide if they were presenting about change? And some people even took to writing quotes and things, which we didn't expect. So I found that those two walls, and they were facing each other, to be highly complementary and got people really thinking about how to best articulate a complex concept.
Can I articulate a very simple concept and just give you my three takeaways from that? The first one was the mere fact that the Creativity Zone existed was a kind of good. People smiled. Even if that was their participation in it, they smiled. The second thing was that it was owned not by the great and the good. You didn't see big names moving from their keynote instantly into the Creativity Zone. It was owned by the people who were not the big names at the conference. And I really liked that. And the third thing was that there was no time pressure. You saw people kind of pondering, reflecting, thinking, and then eventually adding something, or not, as the case may be. So there was no rush, and there's a bit of frenetic frenzy around conferences usually. This was a little place to quietly think. And those two walls that Amy mentioned were actually behind the big wall at the front. So you're in a kind of private zone on your own, mm-hmm. and that induced, I think, more of a reflective stance. So overall, I think it added a dimension way beyond the amount of space it occupied, and way beyond the obvious contributions that were there. Mm. And I think it rippled across the whole conference.
And yes, we also had, I forgot to mention, a little table, and it had a sign on it that said hashtag one cool thing. And you know, people do this all the time at dinner parties or whatever. Mm. You share the cool app that you just downloaded, or a certain way to do things. So in this space, people were sharing productivity tips. I saw people's sketch notes. I saw Donald Taylor showed me his thinking journal. So it was analog, but also some digital things, yeah, yeah. like apps and things. So people were just informally sharing, but it was kind of a space for them to do that and yeah. feel comfortable yeah. doing that.
So all round a good, useful addition to this conference and maybe future conferences, and maybe a nice combination of analog and digital as well. Amy, thank you very much, and Nigel, thank you very much for that.
It's a pleasure, Martin, as always.
Lovely to be here in London. From scratch.